Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, my name is Tatty Baker, and I have come home to my mum's kitchen to have a catch-up. This is my mum, Sarah.
Hello, darling.
And mum, have I got a lot to tell you. Hello, you cheeky minx.
Who are you calling a cheeky minx, you cheeky minx?
Hi, mum. I'm back in the kitchen for another
darling.
Week.
Hi, darling.
How are you?
I'm good. All the better for seeing you. As ever.
I really like it when you say that because it makes me feel very special.
And wanted.
So what have we been up to this week, Mum? It's another week gone. They go very quickly. What have you been up to?
I think you've been up to sort of more fun things, really, haven't you, this week? I've been helping your brother move, actually, which is always very stressful, especially when you've got a three-year-old and another baby arriving in about 6 weeks' time.
Hold up. It's not you with the three-year-old.
No, obviously.
But there is a three-year-old involved.
So we've been backwards and forwards. We've been helping out. We've been getting them sorted. It's been good, but it's so stressful moving, isn't it? I've done it too many times, and I always say I'm never moving again.
Well, the only time I could say I've moved myself is when we moved flats, but that's from a studio.
You moved yourself?
Well, yeah, we did. From a studio to a two-bed, but that was stressful, and that's only two bedrooms.
Just you. I think it was Dad and I as well.
There was a few people, but still, I'm saying that was stressful, so a whole house must be very stressful.
You just moved across the street.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's
my point.
We've moved
far too much. We're never moving again. We are set. This is going to be the kitchen you're going to be coming to forever now.
You heard it here first, people. This is going to be the kitchen for the rest of the time. What have I been up to? I went to the horse races, which is very Surrey, darling. But it was actually in Cambridge. So.
I was going to say, it wasn't quite. It was good fun, though, was it? It was a bit windy, rainy.
It was a bit rainy. It felt a bit bad for the horses. But I did win something, Mum.
Did you?
I won £36.50.
Excellent. That'll pay for your petrol this week, then.
That will pay for my petrol and maybe one drink in London.
Yeah.
Unless
we go out on a Monday night to Soho House.
Ooh.
Half price.
Okay,
then
Mom.
We could have two cocktails. We could have one each company on your winnings.
Okay, little promo.
We could go and toast your race success.
Yeah.
So it was good though. It was really good fun, was it?
Yeah, it was fun. It's always a fun day out, isn't it?
I see you picked the most beautiful horse. There was a sort of thing you had to vote for the prettiest horse.
Yeah,
we
got chosen to pick the best turned out horse at these races. I have no clue why they wanted us to do
it. Was like best in show?
It was like the prettiest horse. So this woman basically said, you've got to, you know, look for if its mane's been plaited, if it's shiny. And we saw a shiny one and we said, well, you can have it.
She looks good.
She looked very pretty, quite muscular.
Do you remember when we took our dachshund to the prettiest dog show thing?
Yeah,
dressed her up in that little coat thing.
Oh god, yeah,
she hated it.
Yeah, no, I probably
she just
hate
didn't
that
perform
well.
At all, did she? Can't really blame her.
No, bless her,
she clearly didn't like the village fate.
So yeah, it's been riveting this week, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, we've just been busy, but then we had a good night last night. Your old buddy came over and we sat and gossiped and had a good laugh.
Yeah,
didn't we?
A bit of prosecco, standard.
Actually, those that margarita we had last night is a new, can I say, Fever Tree mix for margaritas.
Yeah, of course
just
you can.
Pouring a bit of the old tequila. Of course, Tatty wanted more in hers than everybody else did.
Fill it up,
bit of ice, bit of lime. Very nice. Way to go. I love Fever Tree.
Tequila's really coming back in at the moment.
Isn't it quite clean?
It's very clean. I think it's like the only alcohol that's like an up. Do you know what I mean? It
what
doesn't
mean,
like, well, you know, like wine can make you a bit like angsty, or like vodka can make you a bit like woo. Tequila's like, it's just a good balance. And I think it's like the lowest calorie, so that's why people like it.
I remember first time you got woo was on Malibu.
Yeah, if you want to hear about that, go to the first episode we did because we spoke about that.
Yeah, talk about that.
Tequila's
good.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good.
I like
a good
it.
Night.
It used to be gin, wasn't it, that was really popular and like flavoured gins, but now it's tequila.
Tequila's coming back. Yeah, vodka. Love a vodka.
Mix it all together. That's how we roll. Do you recognise that?
No.
This week, I went out into various parts of London. That sounds suspicious. And I asked people if they have any irrational fears or phobias. And this is what they had to say.
So what is your irrational fear?
Sponges, because they've got weird holes in and I think they look a bit funny when you look at them.
So it's a bit of like triphobia then, I guess.
Yeah, but we won't call it that because that's even worse with like the hands and the holes, like not good.
What about a honeycomb?
Ooh, well, I quite like honeycomb, okay. So I think we have to look past that.
So my irrational fear and phobia is Mr. Blobby, born from childhood trauma of a story of him stealing children's eyes, but also just because I don't trust him. He is too large. And there's just a lot that I'm not okay with. I don't know where he came from, but I'm glad that he's gone. Sorry, Noel Edmonds, but...
Mainly, like, birds, especially, like, vultures and owls.
Owls?
Yeah, because once went on my head when I was younger and just thought I was, like, a snack.
Oh, dear.
So the story is my dad had an affair when he was married to my mum, and basically he'd slept with people over around the world because he was in the army, and me and my sister have this irrational fear that he's had kids that he doesn't even know exist, and that we might meet one day and fall in love with them and they're actually our half-brothers or something.
You know what? That's very irrational, and I really hope that never happens to you.
Me too. Me too.
Isn't that last one amazing?
That's a cracker.
Honestly, when she came out with that, I thought, keep going. Let's get her on the podcast. This girl has given me everything I want and more.
She obviously knows the truth and the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
The tea was piping hot, Mum, honestly. And I could have spoken to her about it for ages. But imagine that. One day you meet somebody, you know, fall in love with them. And you find out it's your half-brother.
Before you fall in love with them, because you think they're quite similar to you. There's a reason for that. That's creepy.
Oh, my
days. He's actually obviously confessed about this, has he?
Well,
I hope he's not listening.
I don't know how far...
Did you get a name?
No, didn't get anything. But, I mean, that's a good example of an irrational fear. Because, let's be real, it's probably never going to happen, but it's possible.
It's a bit different to the usual snake phobia, which obviously is mine. Or the, I don't know, butterflies.
Yeah.
Bees. You do get all sorts of weird phobias.
You do.
Custard. Some people have got custard phobia.
There was
phobia.
A woman on this morning. They made her get in a bath of custard. The bloody Speakmans.
They're
they
amazing.
Really go for it.
Maybe they could cure me.
Maybe they could.
I might end up with a python around my neck. Maybe not.
Maybe not. What do you think about the sponge girl? What do you think about sponges?
I kind of get that. I don't really like the feel of sponges, if I'm honest. I think they always feel a bit, make my teeth feel a bit funny. And a lot of people with chalk on chalkboards don't like that.
Oh, I hate that. I didn't really think
about
that.
Should I do
it again? No, thank you. Thank you for that.
What's your fear? Most
My irrational fears are falling over and all my teeth falling out. Like cracking my teeth. Oh, my days. Every time I'm going down like steep stairs, I just think, oh. And it plays out in my head. And it's just that fear of just like them all like cracking. Like, oh, even thinking about it now is stressing me out. But that's probably never going to happen.
A lot of people dream about their teeth falling out. I dream about, and that's got some sort of meaning apparently, but we need to, again, go to the dream lady on this
I
morning.
Think we should get a dream, like, person who Analyst. Unlocks them on here.
Analyst yeah. and dream. I would love that.
We should do that. I'll write that down because that would be sick.
Yeah.
Get Very somebody cool. in to analyse our dreams. Why am I running around naked? You tell me.
It's your subconscious, darling. That's what it is.
God. Maybe I just want to be naked.
Get your clothes back on, will you?
Another one of mine is leaving a shop and the buzzer going off.
That happens all the time,
and
though, doesn't it?
And that happens all the time to
you. Usually means you're a shoplifter.
Yeah, I know, but I hate it because I'm like, I haven't done anything wrong.
Do you remember that time when we they left the tag on something just before lockdown? I went to wear it and you and I tried to stop it. The alarm going and we got it out in the garden. We're smashing it. Do you remember? You did a TikTok of
it. Yeah, I did a TikTok. Basically,
really
Mum
well.
Bought a t-shirt to TK Maxx and they didn't take the tag off. And when we tried to get it off, it started beeping, like beep, 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 like an alarm. And then we were trying to get it off for ages and I thought this would be quite a good TikTok. So I filmed Mum trying to get it off.
Ended up with a rolling pin, I think. And actually, the TikTok did quite well, didn't it?
And it did. But then there were people commenting going, your mum's a shoplifter. And I was maybe she is. Maybe my mum is a shoplifter. And maybe, you know, that's just who she is. There was one I didn't play to you, but she said owls.
Ooh. Is it the noise?
She said one landed on her head when she was younger.
Oh, that's quite unusual. Where was she?
And it tried to eat her.
Was she at one of these bird sanctuaries? Was she in the woods?
I don't know where she was, but it did sound pretty intense. I get people being scared of birds. A lot of the time it's pigeons, isn't it? But they're dusty.
Pigeons are feral, dusty aren't things. They're not. Everybody thinks, oh, we need to feed them. But they're kind of like rats with legs, aren't they? Or claws. What
they are flying rats. Like, flying, I'm sorry. Rats. People love a pigeon, though. On TikTok,
not
people
rats
think
with
they're
legs, because rats do actually already have legs. Rats with wings. They're flying rats. That's what they are.
They're flying rats.
Pigeons are flying rats. But
with bad morals.
I suppose the way the owls' heads turn all the way around, that's quite freaky.
Well, it's not normal, is it, really?
I will sit there quite cute.
I think they're quite cute, but I mean, if one landed on your head and tried to eat you, you might think different.
That's pretty bad luck, isn't it, really? Or like a swarm of bees landing on your head, that would be awful, wouldn't it?
Oh, God. Can I just address the fact quickly that I've got two drinks on the go at the moment? I've got a mint tea for the aesthetic, and I've got a trip with a straw. I'm a very two-drink person kind of gal. I usually need three. I need one for caffeine, one for fun, and then one for hydration, but I'm missing the hydration right now.
Okay, we'll put that right later. Trips are good though, aren't they?
Not mum. We'll put that right later. What about now? Okay. Well, there were some good irrational fears in there. Have you got any? You haven't really.
I think, to be honest, the one about the father who's been putting it about,
having a little sniff around
the world is, and the fact they know all about it. Yeah. Mother's been obviously quite open with them, or somebody has. Anyway, I'm not keen on. Masks in general, if I'm honest.
Yeah, that's a good
they
one.
They creep me out a little bit. Wouldn't send me off screaming or anything like a snake would. I can't even look at a hose pipe that's moving. Do you know, actually, if they're still, it's okay. It's the movement. And in fact, they haven't got legs gets me. I just can't bear the way they slither.
That's... But surely if snakes had legs, that would make them faster, therefore more
scary.
Well,
they look like crocodiles, I suppose, or something, wouldn't they then? But lizards. But anyway, whether or not the Speakmans could cure me or not, who knows?
Maybe we could get the Speakmans. Is there enough room here in the kitchen for the Speakmans?
I'm sure there would be.
I'm sure we could work it out.
I think they're so good. I'd love to meet them.
So we've got a dilemma this week, like always. This one's quite a short one, but I feel like there's some good conversation around it. Okay. So I'll hit you with it now.
Will I be shocked or not?
Not shocked.
Okay, bring it on then.
We'll be back after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So, me and this boy I've been talking to for a couple of weeks decided to meet up for a date the other day for the first time. So, they decided to
go on
a date.
So, when you say talking, they're kind of like texting.
Yeah, but they're going on a first date.
Thing. Okay.
We decided on a fairly nice restaurant near us both, and all was going well. We got along really well, laughing and flirting, and it was going smooth. When the waiter came and put the bill down in front of him, he didn't look at it, which I found a bit weird. Then the waiter came back with the card machine and the guy asked if we could split it to the waiter. Not going to lie, I was a bit shocked as I have always been paid for on a first date by the guy. It totally put me off. Am I being unreasonable?
Well, I know the modern thing to say is you should split it. Personally, I wouldn't be impressed.
Okay. Well, no, but I feel like that's fair enough because I would have used to say the same, but I feel like now stuff is changing.
Are you talking about even on a first date? On a first date, when hopefully you'd like to think, I sound like a dinosaur, but you'd like to think somebody's trying to...
No, but I get that. Like, it's nice to be treated, isn't it? But I feel like if you both, like, say you're never going to see each other again and you've just spent, like, 150 okay. quid on, like, this girl that's, like, going to air you.
Who asked who out there? Because I think if the guy asked the girl out, which, again, is probably very old-fashioned, if somebody asks you out, you'd like to think that they were going to pay. Maybe if the girl offered to pay half of it, you would say yes. But I don't know, really. I just think... Actually, I think if you're asked out on a date, I think you'd like to think you're going to be paid for.
I can't, you know what? It's actually a really hard one because if somebody is actively like, I want to take you out to, okay, say for example, someone's like, I want to take you out to this really nice restaurant in Mayfair, right? And you're thinking, ooh, okay, bit yeah. expensive. And they're really going for it. Like, I really want to take you out. And then you get there and at the end they're like, oh, let's split it. Then I get it's like, okay, you've taken me here and now you're expecting to split quite it. Frankly, that's not really on, I don't think. It's kind of like when it's your like somebody's birthday and they want to go somewhere really extravagant and then they expect everyone to pay their own bit. Like, I think that's a bit, obviously I'd be happy to pay, but it's like, you kind of get what I'm saying?
I think if someone's taking you to a really swanky restaurant in Mayfair, then that's sort of going to make you pay for your dinner, quite frankly, are they?
Yeah.
So
I feel like it, maybe a second date, but I think it's nice, like, I think it's nice it's changing because, like, the girls do want to get it sometimes, do you know what I mean? They don't always want the guy to get it. But I think on a first date, maybe, because as I was saying, you might just go your separate ways and then you're just like, great, I've just dropped 150 quid on this frankly, random girl. Yeah.
Might be a good idea just to go for a coffee or a drink first and then... You'll know, I think you know pretty quickly if you want to see somebody again. They do say, do they say that you know pretty quickly if somebody's your type or you fancy them? Yeah, you do. Them? It's like walking into a house, you know if you're going to buy it as soon as you walk into the hall, apparently.
I think just like same common, yeah, common etiquette would be just to split it, wouldn't it, really, on a first date? But then if somebody's wanting to go somewhere really nice. Then...
And it depends on your expectation, depends on, I don't know, I don't know how you've been brought up, but if, you know, if... You see it as a chivalrous thing to do, but I know these days that women like to feel
it's just a bit more informal equal. These days. That's the thing.
It is, but I don't, you know, I don't think really if they didn't pay for you on the first date, you have to kind of call it a day.
Yeah, I think that's a bit
I think that's a bit extreme, to be honest. So
because if they ticked all the other boxes and then just because they didn't pay or like absolutely not, then I'd be like, girl.
But if it kept happening the whole time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm like about tight people. It's my real big, there's a phobia for you. I don't like tight people.
Stingy.
I'd rather go over the top the other way and be over generous. There is nothing worse than people hiding in the loo when it's their time to go to the bar. Their turn.
I get that.
That is, so that would be a turn off for me anyway, quite frankly. So that'd be the end of them. I'd be off to the loo.
I think there's loads of things that go into it, but I think just because he asked to split it doesn't mean you don't need to see him again. I think you are being slightly unreasonable.
I think if he's tight, you'll soon find out anyway.
But this leads me on to say, I saw this girl on TikTok and she was talking on a podcast saying if she's going on a first date, she expects the guy to pay and it has to be a minimum of £300. She was saying £300, if he's paying less, then I'm not interested. I mean, I think that's a bit ridiculous.
I think you probably, she's going to be quite high maintenance generally in the future. Mm. And quite frankly, I'm not sure she'd get a second date or a third one with an
I think obviously
like
you're
that.
Allowed standards, but that's a bit far.
It is. It's
300. Well, like, what's the need? I think going for like a drink at the pub, like, you know, it doesn't need to be like a full course dinner, does it?
Did she actually admit this on TikTok then?
Yeah, she was just like, no, I wouldn't. And then the guy was kind of like, oh, really? And she was like, yeah, like 300 quid minimum, like... That's my standards. And fair enough if that's her standards and it works for her. But I'm thinking, come on.
Does she expect a gift as well, do you think, inclusion in that? A little box with something
sparkly. She's expecting her shoes to be polished, you know.
The thing is, though, you'd have to eat quite a lot, wouldn't you?
But 300, where are you going for 300 quid?
Well, I know it's quite certain places it's quite easy to rack that up quite quickly. But yeah, it's quite a lot of money, actually. So I think that's a huge expectation, I think. And also, it's the thought that counts sometimes.
It really is.
Do you know what? It doesn't have to be the most swanky place, but it's the thought that counts. So, yes, I think
write me a love
much.
Letter and then we'll be on.
We'll think about it. Yeah. It doesn't have to be, full blowout meal. It can be.
I'd rather a little walk in the park, have a look at, you know, feed the ducks.
Really?
Have a drink
Tatty?
At the pub.
Are you really telling the truth?
What?
You, I'd rather go for a walk in the park and feed the ducks than go to a smart restaurant. You had some sort of epiphany or something. What's happened to you ever since last week?
So what would you rather do? Go to a Michelin star restaurant at Mayfair? Yeah. Then have to split it?
No, I wouldn't be splitting it.
Okay, there's our answer then.
There you go. Yeah, sorry, old-fashioned mother. Here
fair enough. That is fair enough.
Okay, take it or leave it.
Our news story for this week. It's not breaking news, I'm not going to lie, but it is just a nice little article I found. So the Office star, Rainn Wilson, who plays Dwight in the Office US version, he uploaded a video of a man watching The Office on a plane. So basically he was sat next to this guy on the plane. He was watching The Office and he was completely unaware that this guy next to him was like the star of it, basically.
Oh, is this true?
This is true. So they were sat and he was watching. So it's basically like if you were sat on the plane watching White Lotus and Jennifer Cooley was sat next to you.
I think I'd recognise her.
And you didn't recognise it was her because she had like a mask on and everything.
Okay.
So obviously I'm sure this guy now, it's like gone round on social media. He's probably like found out and thought, oh my God, no way. Because I think he looks quite different now as well. So that's fair enough. But it just made me think of times like, have we met any celebrities? And I know you've got a good story for this. And this makes me laugh every time I think about it.
Is it my birthday story?
It's your birthday story.
Miss Scalini.
Yeah.
So basically, just to cut a short, long story short, it was my birthday. Went out with some friends. We were in a bar. This friend said, oh, last time we went to Scalini, we bumped into John Terry because we're all Chelsea fans. And I said, oh, never mind about him. There's only one person I'd want to bump into, and that's the lovely Frank Lampard. Anyway, with that, we left the bar, went and sat in Scalini in a lovely table in the corner, and in walks, as almost as being planted there, Frank Lampard sits down at the table next to him.
He couldn't be any closer to
Tatty us. Tatty basically said, Mum, shut your mouth. You're embarrassing.
Mum was like whimpering.
No, like, I wasn't whimpering. When I was just
when he walked in, bearing in mind this restaurant is tiny. It's literally the size of this room in here. Like, I'd say there's like 10 tables in there. It's really, really small. And Mum's like shaking her legs and she's going, oh my God, oh my God. And he's so close to us. And I'm kicking her under the table going, Mum, shut
anyway,
up.
So then one of our friends bent back and said, oh, it's good to see you back. I think he'd been in America or something. He was back. And he was obviously utterly charming. Anyway, said it was my birthday. Wished me a happy birthday. I think then you got a photograph with him, with your friend, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then being charming like he is, as he was about to leave, he came over the table, wished me a happy birthday again and said, would I like a photograph with him? I was so dumbstruck. I just said, no, it's okay, thank you. You've been really kind having one with the girls. And I've regretted it ever since because it would be like a blown up version on my wall by now. And I just thought, why did I say that? But you know, in the moment you just don't, you're so starstruck, you don't know what to say. And
I just couldn't believe it when he was like, do you want to take a photo? And Mum just goes, oh no, it's okay, like you're trying to play it all cool. And I just thought, I just know you're gonna regret that for the rest of your life.
And I do.
And you I do.
But he was utterly so charming. Nice. And yeah,
he really sang you happy birthday.
Yeah,
he literally sang happy birthday. He stood up and sang.
Well, no, he did kind of join in with everybody else. He didn't sing it on his
own.
Oh no,
he didn't get a microphone and sing. But you know, he was really sweet, and I just
hopefully find it funny. For his sake, he doesn't remember the episode. But anyway, that was very, very exciting. Oh, I met Val Dunican years ago when I was a waitress in a restaurant in Berkhamsted.
Who was that?
You don't know. He was a singer, and he used to sit in a rocking chair. All the older listeners will know who Val Dunican was. Served in chicken and chips, I did. I was very excited.
Why did he sit in a rocking
chair? Oh, saw Rod Stewart, didn't we, in a from a distance.
Yeah, in Venice.
In the Cipriani in Venice, and a massive fan, and even more so of Penny Lancaster, I have to say. Okay. And with their beautiful boys, but I just thought, you don't go over and say hello because they're having a private holiday, but that was still exciting to see them at a distance. What about you?
Who else? You know what?
Oh, I know. Charlotte Tilbury.
Oh, yeah. Charlotte. Well done, Mum. I feel like I've literally got memory problems because I can't remember anything.
I've got memory like an elephant. You were pregnant like an elephant last week.
I was pregnant like an elephant.
Last week.
I wasn't actually, but if you listen to this podcast, you will know what we're talking about. I met Charlotte Tilbury. That was so exciting. Basically, I'd been working in London for the day. And afterwards, I was like, oh, you know what? I just fancy going to Selfridges and have a little mooch round, you know, have a little look. And I love Charlotte Tilbury makeup. So I went to the Charlotte Tilbury counter. And out of the blue, just like appears Charlotte Tilbury with her friend. And I was like, this is just ridiculous. Like, what is happening? And I just thought, oh my God, I need to go talk to her. Cause like I'm at the Charlotte Tilbury counter with Charlotte Tilbury, like she's been planted there, like you said, with Frank Lampard. So I just went over to her and I was like, hi, like, I love your makeup. And she was like, oh, thank you, darling. Thank you, darling. Oh, darling. And then I've said to her, oh, I'm trying to pick out a lipstick. Could you help me? And she was like, of course, of course. So we go over to the lipstick area and she's telling me, oh, you look gorgeous in this one. Oh no, actually this one. And we're trying them all on. And I was just thinking, this is jokes. Like, people would pay to
do
this.
A selfie. That was really
got a picture. And she was really sweet. And she picked, which one did she pick out for me? I think it was Kim KW, which is
missed Kim Kardashian though, didn't you? In Selfridges the other day.
Oh my days, Kaylee.
Your real heroine.
Oh God. Right. Hero. This is controversial, but I love Kim Kardashian. And Mum, haven't I loved her?
Why is
her?
It controversial?
Because people like aren't really keen. A lot of people aren't keen on the Kardashians. But haven't I just loved Kim forever?
Forever.
I have loved Kim like since, because my cousin introduced me to Keeping Up with the Kardashians when I was like 10 or something, and I've just loved Kim ever since. And my friend Kaylee was in Selfridges the other day and Kim was visiting the Skims store, and she sent me a text saying, I just met Kim Kardashian. And I said, you're dead to me.
Charming.
I said, you're dead to, like, I think I'd cry. Isn't that so pathetic?
Who would you like to meet? Do you know who I'd really like to meet, who I think is just, I admire, and I just really enjoyed the last Apprentice, actually. I think Karen Brady is so cool.
Karen Brady is giving us everything at the moment.
She's
she
got,
is gorgeous.
I love the looks. That she looks fabulous.
She is good. She really said.
I didn't want to have my hair like light at the front like her at the moment. My hairdresser said get my colour girl to do it light. What's it called? Light framing or something? Face framing.
Money pieces. It was face framing, yeah.
Face framing. But I think she is... She looks fantastic.
She's a girl
boss. She's so smart. I think she's a great role model.
She is sexy. Karen Brady.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to mess with her, don't you? And I loved in The Apprentice when she said, as one of the girls said to her, because all the girls in the final, of course, no men in the final this year,
of course,
said, thank you, Karen, when she left. And she said, it's Baroness Brady to you. My friends call me Karen.
Boom! Mic drop.
That was just, yeah.
It's Baroness Karen.
It's Baroness Brady to you. My friends call me Karen. I thought, boom, yes. That was fabulous.
You tell them, Karen.
I thought she was great, actually. So I'd really like to meet her.
I can't think of anything. I've met Jack Whitehall, but that's because we did meet and greet with him.
You did. You forgot that.
We did, yeah. I met him. He was really sweet. I think he was just like doing his job.
I think you and Dad pushed to the front of the queue, didn't you?
Yeah,
we said. Well, you were all told to go downstairs and wait for him, and you two just waited there, didn't you? You just ignored what they said.
Yeah, it sounds a bit like us, to be fair.
But he's probably his idea of hell doing that, isn't it? Really, meet and greet.
Yeah, especially Dad. He's thinking, oh God.
Dad wants to know his whole life.
Yeah, Dad
story.
Trying to be buddies with Jack Whitehall.
Yeah, best buds. You must have met other famous people.
I don't know, if like no one like A-list. I think we were sat in a coffee shop in Shoreditch the other day, and I'd put money on that it was Harry Styles that walked past the window. He was in like a black cap, black hoodie, sunglasses, exactly the same face shape, same hair, everything. And then he was like being followed by like a woman, like kind of, I don't know if she was security or like his manager or something. But I just thought, and then I looked up pictures, like Harry Styles paparazzi pictures, and it was identical.
So he didn't run out of the cafe and say, Harry, it's Tati
no,
here.
No, because he was so undercover.
I used to buy sweets for all my friends at school on your birthday. She used to drive the teachers mad.
I actually did used to bring in sweets for Harry Styles' birthday.
Crazy.
School.
Actually, I think the nicest person who's quite famous, I think, is that I've met is a guy that works for Capital Radio called Niall Gray.
Oh.
He's the nicest guy you'll ever meet. Happens to be my daughter's boyfriend. Not that I'm biased or anything,
and he is an A-list celeb.
He is an A-list in my eyes.
In Mum's eyes, you're an A-list celebrity.
You are. So there you go.
I feel like I really did try to think before we started recording. I couldn't think of anyone except for myself, because I'm a star.
Well, Dad bumped into Damon Hill in the car park next to our house, didn't he? Once, poor Damon Hill had to have a He said, you can park in my private parking space if I can have a selfie with you.
Not poor dad guy. Bribing him.
Who else has dad met? I don't know. Oh, he met the Boomtown Rat guys in his office once.
Oh, he told me Bob that Geldof. So many times.
Yeah, that's dad's old Boomtown story. Rat.
Okay, well, on that note, I think it's time for me to head home, Mum.
It is.
It's been a flying visit.
We usually have the nice say to Tatty now, have you got any petrol in your car? And funnily enough, every week she goes, no. So I say, all right, let's go and fill it up for you then, darling.
That's not the only reason
I
come down.
Is this the reason you come home every week? Just to raid my fridge, basically, and fill your car up with petrol. Oh, haven't been dragged to Gales yet today, or to Guildford, to Zara.
I think there's something wrong with me.
I think my pockets are a bit fuller this week than they were last week then.
Excellent. All right.
Be good to see you, darling. We'll see you soon.
All right, I'll see you next week, Mum.
Bye. Bye.